and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. On this week's episode, we have Vincent.
Doctor Who, sort of.
Top TV. This is...
It's Doctor Who.
I got it on TV, Doctor Who.
Maybe. Play the music.
Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat. The only way to watch
Two Random. Right, so it's not technically a Doctor Who based episode. Well, it is, but we'll be talking about
other TV
things.
You're a massive geek, Doctor Who. Probably one of the biggest Doctor Who fans the world has ever seen.
I am not.
And I hate it.
Compared to you, I am, but I know nothing. I know nothing about Doctor Who.
No, because you always say, I know more than all them geeks about Doctor Who.
Such an idiot.
You say, when you go to them conventions...
Don't listen to
him. And you dress up as Ted Baker.
Ted Baker. No, it's Ted Bundy. Different convention. You don't know who Ted Bundy is, do you?
No, it sounds like this. Was he a peeper?
Serial killer. Ted Bundy. He used to strangle people, didn't he?
Pretending you're a serial killer.
No, oh, that's hilarious. What I said, different convention.
Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, shut up. People go to conventions about serial killers all the time.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Because you go and see all the memorabilia and all that. People are fascinated. I'm going to end this week's episode with a horror file.
There is a
still got a bad knee.
There is a fascination with old horror stories. Well, that's why people watch horror. They're interested in these true life serial killing things.
Yeah, of course, that's what I'm saying. People go to places and they can pick up stuff. On the dark web as well, you can get all sorts.
You don't know how to access that dark web, like I don't want.
I'm on it all the time. Username, Tom.
No, username, what? The pirate, what was it? I told you.
The pirate or something. Yeah. The pirate, I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
It's him. It's you. Anyway, dark web, we've gone from. Hang on, I need to make.
Told you that, dark web. Shit.
And thanks for listening to this week's episode. Doctor Who, coincidentally, at the time of recording, I'm not reading that, I'm just looking what I've got on my notes.
I can't see that for me.
Why? Oh, yeah. At the time of recording this episode, the new Doctor was announced last week.
Can I just put an apology out quickly?
Yeah, go on.
Last week's episode, 3 weeks ago, you said, on next week's episode, we're going to play a game. Last week's episode, we didn't play the game. I just want to say, because there was no game.
What game's that? That Monopoly one?
Yeah, we never end up.
Yeah, to pick a counter for Monopoly. Yeah,
you said join us next week. We're going to play a game.
Yeah, I forgot to do it.
Yeah. Anyway,
if you had to invent a counter for Monopoly, what do you have?
You know, there's sometimes little small print. There's a little apology. That was that. We don't have to dwell on it.
I'd have a microphone. Move around the board as microphone.
Oh yeah. So we've invented the game's been played. We'll have a little microphone. I'll go with that one as well.
So Doctor Who has been announced this week, and it's a woman for the first time
this
ever.
This week, 9 weeks ago.
Time this goes out, about 9 weeks ago. It has split on social media. It's split down the middle.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah. Why have we got something out of our throats?
Because we were laughing 10 minutes ago, probably.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I have seen the trailer.
You've seen the trailer? Yeah, it's just a reveal. It's not even a trailer. It's a reveal.
I've seen that thing.
But it has split opinion. People saying, yes, it should be a woman. No, it shouldn't be. Blah, blah, blah. To be honest, I don't really care.
No, I don't care if it's a woman.
I don't care. But you're not a fan. You don't watch it. I mean, I watch it religiously. I don't know. I don't pretend to know everything about it because I don't. I just know I don't like the Weeping Angels. They scare me. Right? Are they called Weeping Angels? I don't even know what they're called. The angel things, the stone statues.
Angels of Death.
No, they're called the Weeping Angels or something like that. I'm sure it's the Weeping Angels.
Where's your voice gone?
I don't know. Voice is lost. Hang on. Pause it. Is it back? No, it's still. I feel like I've got a frog in my throat.
Yeah.
So I don't pretend to be the biggest fan ever.
It's split the nation.
So I don't care. And even when you said your son used to watch it until the last Doctor, Peter Capaldi, took over, and he said, too old, don't like him.
Right, my son, what I could quickly do is, David Tennant was his... He ain't watched the old Ted Baker ones. David Tennant was the... he didn't even watch the bloke before David Tennant.
Eccleston.
Yeah, done one episode.
That was in the first revamp.
Yeah, I don't think he watched that, but I know he really liked the David Tennant ones. He really liked the ugly blokes ones.
Who's Matt Smith.
Yeah, funny eyes.
He was really good.
I don't trust his eyes. Like Ryan Giggs, they've got like...
Yeah, he's strange eyes, yeah.
You wouldn't trust him.
Ryan Giggs.
Yeah, the wife always says Ryan Giggs ain't with his eyes. She don't trust him.
Out of his eyes, the boy.
Right. So really liked him. What was that?
I just nearly kicked the...
But then there was the... then when it was this... who's the bloke that looks like he's drained of life?
Peter Capaldi.
Oh, he needs some blood in his body, the boy, doesn't he?
Nasty.
Right, so him, as soon as he saw him come on, I'm watching it. He never watched one of... How many episodes
he's done? I think he's done it for 3 years. I think he's done 3 series.
Yeah.
The first series wasn't great. The second series was worse.
Well, I've read some stuff, and I've never watched an episode, but I've read some stuff, and they said he's more going back to the old school. I understand why they've picked an old bloke, because he's like the Ted Baker bloke.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an older person doing it.
Tom Baker, but yeah.
And probably some of the diehard fans were like doing some sort of... That's it. That's the Doctor. That's the Doctor's meant to be old.
Yeah.
I understand that from never watching an episode. But I did read somewhere that all Levy's, he ain't had a good script yet.
I'm sure he's done three series, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but the last series has just finished.
Yeah.
I really, of all his series, it was the best one. Because it had more one-off episodes, and it had a couple of two-parters as well that were really good. The Master came back, who in this modern-day era is played by John Sim, who is brilliant and completely hams it up, which is the whole point.
Yeah.
So from it had some, and he had a new assistant who was really, really good.
I've read stuff on this new assistant that no one really liked her.
I'm not a diehard fan. I liked her. I didn't mind him as a doctor, but no, out of the modern day ones, he is the worst one of the lot. But as you say, you can only work with the script you're given,
yeah.
And the stories were shit. They really, really were.
But I've seen him in a few other bits. He annoys me in other bits.
He pops up in a couple of films. He pops up. What was I watching the other week? Something like Notting Hill or Four Weddings or something like that. He's in one of them.
Yeah, he is.
You hate him.
You know, on like Love
Poor
Actually,
Peter Capaldi.
You like every little scene is quite good.
If he was in it, you would be a bit.
Well,
he
needs one where he's just like goes and has go and have some blood. he needs about six.
He should have been in Buffy rather than in.
He's only fucking 35. Have you seen that? He looks 97. The boy.
I'll tell you what he's in. Dangerous Liaisons. That's random. That's really random.
And he's in World War Z.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he the doctor? I don't mean the doctor, but is he the bloke in the lab?
Yeah, I think he is. He's in... do you remember there was that BBC series or whatever was? The Musketeers.
Oh, I never watched that.
He's Dogtanging, I think.
One for all and all for one. I hate the Musketeer. But anyway, so it's going to be a woman. I think it'll be all right. But again...
To me, it seems like a total refresh.
Yeah. And don't overcomplicate it. You know as well as me, in that first series with the woman, there's going to be Daleks. You know there's going to be Daleks because you've got to see how the new Doctor copes with a Dalek.
All right.
It has to happen.
I don't know.
And if it isn't a Dalek, it'd be a Cyberman, but it won't be a Cyberman because the finale of this Peter Capaldi series was Cyberman.
Yeah.
So I don't think they have them too often, but I think you'll see her come up against the Dalek, or that's how it'll end or whatever. It'll be all right. It'll be something different. I will watch it every week and I'll reserve judgment until I've watched it.
But
I don't mind Doctor Who. It's a hit and miss programme, to be fair, even in with David Tennant and Matt Smith. But you liked their characters. The doctors that they played, the actual doctor that they made, you liked him.
But do you think... Because
Matt Smith's first scene, when he comes in, he's eating custard and fish fingers.
Yeah.
And although that's disgusting, it's what... it could, straight away, you're like, well, that's... that's something you're going to remember him for, and it makes him that little bit unique, and he completely changed because everyone loved David Tennant. When Peter Capaldi came in, that didn't happen.
Because he's not lovable.
You was wanting either one of the previous three.
Was he too serious, was it?
No, he just didn't bring anything... I don't know, he strutted around with sunglasses on and he had a guitar. One of the series,
he's always
sitting there with sunglasses and electric guitar thinking.
He's tried to have a gadget, but it's not
worked. Yeah, just get your screwdriver out, mate. Yeah. That's all he's known for. He's having a screwdriver. You ain't got to change it up to have a guitar.
Do you reckon what...
there was some good episodes.
Yeah.
There's one where the TARDIS, he meets the TARDIS, the person sort of thing.
Oh.
Which was really, really... some of them were really good. And when he first meets the Charlotte Coleman, not Coleman, Gemma Coleman.
I don't know.
She was excellent in it. Jenna Coleman was brilliant in it. And she was his assistant for 2 years.
Oh.
And she was really, really good. And it was, I think it... although this series was good, the new replacement was, I said she was good. She wasn't as good as her, though. To me, Jenna Louise Coleman, that's her name. She's in some other thing. I preferred her over Billy Piper and the other one, Catherine Dan, but...
was she not?
No. Billy Piper was all right. It's just her relationship was better with the Doctor. It was a brilliant relationship with David Tennant.
Tensky.
And then Karen Gillan was quite good, but I preferred Jenna Louise Coleman out of all of them.
So, who would you... if you watched every Doctor Who ever...
No, I don't remember. I remember it when I was a kid, but I couldn't tell you
the Ted Baker
robot
one.
Name. Tom Baker. I remember him as a doctor. I remember Peter Davison, Sylvester McCoy.
Started making clothing.
And like, no, he just started doing a voiceover for Little Britain.
Is that Ted Baker who does that?
Yeah, yeah.
He does the clothing and the perfume, though, doesn't he? The aftershave.
It's Tom
the little
Baker.
Handbags. They're really expensive, yeah,
of
Ted Baker.
Of course they are. So it brings me on to... is that enough, Doctor Who? Can we stop talking about
Doctor
Who?
No, we need to talk about the new woman now. Because I don't rate her.
You don't like her? You surprised me.
She's got a funny mouth.
You've really surprised me. You told me this on messaging earlier.
In Broadchurch was the only thing I've seen her in.
Yeah.
She's in 11.
Yeah, as you said, but in Series 3, her character had to go somewhere. Series 2, Broadchurch ain't even worth talking about.
Yeah, number...
but Series 1, she was the best one in it. She'd lost her kid. Her kid died and it turned out to be murdered.
But I didn't believe her.
Why didn't you believe her?
Because she's sank in her eyes.
See, I didn't
she's
like her husband. Wine. See, I was like that. If it had been her husband picked as Doctor Who, I'd be saying what you're saying now. I didn't like her husband.
I don't know. They've made her hair blonde.
Jodie Whittaker.
You know what it seems to me? And I've no issue with there being a woman. I don't want there to be.
Yeah, no.
Because I don't even watch the thing. And if there's a woman James Bond, I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as they're likable.
Exactly.
Because a James Bond and I guess
I'm bothered. I'm bothered they're going to try to.
It seems to me like the BBC have thought this bloke's No Blood's been a flop.
Yeah. No Blood.
We need to flip this around. What can we do to get people talking about it?
But they did say it before Peter Capaldi was announced. Is it going to be a woman? It should be a woman. Well, and when he leaves, will there be a woman? And I think they just sort of thought, yeah, let's go totally PC.
But you know, there's going to be some people, not me, and I don't want to, because I'm going to get people outside with the placards.
Yeah, there's probably that. Waiting for you now.
Do you reckon there's going to be people saying, I'm watching that?
Yeah, there's people already saying that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because it's a woman?
Just because it's
That's
a woman.
That's disgusting though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pathetic.
If it was for No Blood, I would accept it. I would say, I accept
But this is what happens. People say, I'm not going to watch this because of this. I'm not going to watch this. I'm not going to eat that, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go Starbucks. They don't pay their taxes. That's what people do.
Yeah.
It gets ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So I bet there's a petition online somewhere.
Probably. Stop her being Doctor Who.
I want her to do well now. I know I said I don't really like her.
I only know her from Broadchurch. I've never seen her in anything else.
Yeah, she was in that other thing, weren't she?
What?
What? That programme we was watching last night. Because I didn't believe...
Fargo?
The woman was annoying. In the programme we was watching last night. In the Dark, yeah.
In the Dark. She weren't in that.
That's her in that, isn't it?
No!
It's the same math.
No, it's not... That's Myanna Burring.
I don't like
her. Who's in Banished. That one.
She's in Banished, weren't she?
Yeah.
I don't like her. And did you know the husband in that, In the Dark?
Yeah.
Did you see when I was walking through to the crime scene and he kind of done a comedy fall? He's the worst actor.
Yeah, that In the Dark.
Did you see how he fell? And he's got...
It weren't until when I was watching the... Because I watched the first two episodes back to back yesterday.
Yeah.
And it weren't until the credits went up for the second episode, I saw the thing that said, based on the books by blah, blah, blah. And I thought... Why have they put based on the books? Is this, like, this story that's going on? Because I knew it was a four-parter. This story that's going on, is this a sort of mission? Because they do that sometimes. I think they've done it with Sharp when it was on the telly. They'll put two of the books together and make it into one series.
Yeah, I bet they've done that with Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah, there's a thing where
they
you can see...
Well, the book now,
series four is, like, book three and book four together.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm reading book six at the minute and it's still on parts of series five. But yeah, it tells you in the introduction, this is going on at the same time that went on in the last book. That's why that character ain't in it. The books are totally different. So it does get a little bit, not confusing, but when I saw that based on the books on that Into the Dark programme, I thought, well, what's that going to be? Why does it say books? And then when it ended, I sort of thought, oh, they've caught the guy who at the end of the first episode, I thought, I reckon it's him, just as I had to have a guess.
Yeah.
Didn't know the whys and the wherefores, like with any murder who done it sort of programme.
Do you know I had a guess?
But it ended, and then it was like next week, and it's a totally different story.
I went for the taxi driver.
Yep, it's too obvious. It's far too obvious. Because you saw him parked up next to the woods.
But what was he doing there? That was
literally 20 minutes into the thing. If you've not watched Into the Dark on BBC America or whatever it's called. Because the first episode was really good.
The first episode was good.
Second episode ended, and it all just felt a bit rushed.
Do you know what they should have done? All that over four.
Probably over three.
Oh, over three.
But what they've done is, well, let's turn two of them. So next week's story is same characters, totally different storyline.
Yeah. But
only over two parts.
There's going to be stories like Affair and all this.
So when you get crime novelists,
yeah.
Peter James does it. There's loads of them do it because I read a lot of crime novels.
Oh, there's ongoing background
and
stories.
Oh, there's always a story. If you have the same character in a book...
Yeah.
You have the it's like a soap opera. You have their home life troubles and their family, their past family life troubles and that and the other.
Do you know the mistake?
So that would be the same.
The mistake they've done with that, they ain't made her likeable.
No, they've just because they've rushed it. If they'd have made it over three episodes, or as you say, maybe four, I think if it was four, it might have been a bit stretched.
With her backstory,
the backstory was really good.
Because you could have done four, but you could have done one whole episode. She ain't in it, but her as a kid is.
This is the trouble now. They seem to make these programmes all about the. Not necessarily, they make it about the characters rather than the plot line.
Yeah.
So give it, and this is what happens in a lot of crime novels as well. If it's a 400-page book, 300 pages of it are backstory, 100 pages of it is the actual plot. And that's what they done on the telly last night, on that programme.
Yeah.
I think that they concentrated too much. I bet the author, I bet you know all about that woman, all the stuff that happened to her in her past, within the first 100 pages of that book.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So rather than just a 5-minute chat with her boss at the end of the episode.
And she was like, she wanted to be in every bit.
Yeah.
She wanted to do the
She was in every scene.
Yeah, she did annoy
me. She was
me.
In every scene.
I didn't enjoy it.
No, and I like her as an actress. She's in Twilight and everything, the boy.
Yeah, the wife said she was in Twilight.
Yeah. She's a good actress. She was brilliant.
I know when there's a bad programme, because that missus loves a bit of telly.
Yeah.
When I look over and there's 10 minutes to go and she's asleep, I know it's not worked.
Did she fall asleep last night?
Oh, she was gone.
Yeah, it's not... It wasn't... And I'm probably not going to watch the next two.
No, I've already decided I'm not going to watch
them. No, I'm not interested.
I don't like the bloke.
That programme, The Lock, weren't bad.
Oh, see, I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it. It was a six-parter, and it was a good six-parter, because it kept you guessing, but...
As the ending, because we're going to come on to endings.
I've linked it in perfectly. The end, it was all right. It just overcomplicated itself.
Did it?
Yeah, there is no way on this earth that you was ever going to work out who it was and why
it was.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, there was no way. You couldn't sit there, even after three episodes. Well, perhaps it's him. Oh, perhaps it's her.
So it was a whodunit.
It was a whodunit. It was a couple of murders happened in Loch Ness. Yeah. It's a place called Loch Ness.
I have been on that lake.
Have you? Yeah. Well, it's all set there, but it just overcomplicated itself.
Was it like someone that popped up in the first episode delivered the newspaper?
No. It was a storyline. You're like, turned out someone wasn't who they were saying they were.
But it was impossible to guess.
There's no way you would have guessed that. That's why. Do you know what I mean? Without doing any spoiler, yeah, I'm going to do a spoiler. If you watch The Lock. Or you haven't watched it yet.
It's been and gone. Once it's been and gone, you're allowed
to score. This is not going out till November, is it? It's probably been repeated by now.
The Lock 2.
So you had two... The main policewoman in it, her daughter was friends with this boy at college. And this boy at college that she was friends with, that they were gradually becoming boyfriend and girlfriend, he's got a disabled brother who's basically comatose in his bedroom.
All right.
You then find out that the mum is sedating him rather than, because you see him out in the garden.
Ah, so he's not actually comatose.
But what it actually, so you think perhaps it's him. The one who's comatose, yeah, who isn't really comatose, yeah.
He's sedated.
Is the other brother. One's called Kieran, one's called Joe. So the one in the bed is called Joe, say, and the other one's called Kieran. But realistically, it's the other way around. She's set up a fake life for him because he got kicked out of the army for stabbing someone. He had an abusive
on
dad.
On paper, that sounds like it could be quite good,
though. But it just gets overcomplicated, which does lead us... I've watched The Leftovers, season 3.
No, you said it's called The Last of Us?
Leftovers. Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
This is final and third season of The Leftovers. I've watched 8 episodes
in
2 days.
How many parts in an episode?
I think there was 10 in the first, 10 in the second, and 8 in this series.
Okay.
But they was all a little bit longer. Because I downloaded them all and it was like an hour and 5 minutes, hour. That's because there's no adverts.
So if he was watching that, so hold on, it was an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 5 minutes with no adverts.
Yeah.
So that was it on
it's hour and 20 at Sky Atlantic.
So they
it's like Game of Thrones.
But how long would that have been if you're watching it on telly then?
Hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes, isn't it? You look at Game of Thrones, it comes
No, you
on
said
it,
it's an hour and 10 without adverts.
No, right. If you watch Game of Thrones on the telly when it's on, it's on from 10 o'clock until 11:15.
Okay.
If you download it, it will come up 57 minutes,
okay.
1 hour, 1 minute,
got, yeah.
Whatever. It does it. It's, and this is what The Leftovers was.
Okay.
Because so, I downloaded all of them.
Yeah, okay.
Even though it hasn't even finished on the telly, I think it's on about week 4, but all of a sudden it on the Skybox, it's like download all episodes.
Yeah.
I had that with Billions and everything. So
what's everything? I haven't seen that. Go on.
And so I watched them all in 2 days, because I've been laid up with my bad knee.
You've watched three series in 2 days?
Well, what's that? In the dark? I've not moved from my sofa.
No, forget In the Dark now, we've moved on. You've watched...
I've watched the first two series when I was on 2 years ago.
Okay, so you've watched 8 episodes
I've watched 8 episodes in a day and a half.
Okay.
I started yesterday morning...
That's a box set binge watch.
Started yesterday morning, finished at lunchtime today.
Box set binge watch.
And it was... But the second series, it overcomplicated itself a little bit. The first series was really good, really different.
Hold on, do we have to put a spoiler out here? If you don't want to watch spoiler...
Not really. So the third series, it did say the final ever episode.
Oh, so it weren't saying we're going to come back if we run out of money?
No, they can't come back because they've done a sort of reveal. But the actual reveal was one sentence.
What?
And then I sort of thought, did I hear that right? And rewound it and thought, right. And I thought, okay.
Yeah,
I thought, no, okay, fair enough. And then it just sort of, the last episode itself was a little bit, and that happens so many times. But as we've said, how do you end something? We've talked about Stephen King books before and his films. Yeah. The endings are always a little bit... How do you end things? But then there are things with good endings. Look at Sixth Sense.
No, that's a film now.
Is it not based on a book? It doesn't matter whether it's a book, telly or whatever. I'm saying
TV programmes. Because
any book...
A film start to end. TV series, you've
put in effort. Yeah, okay, fair point.
You've got three series or whatever you've got.
What about Game of Thrones? Is that going to end?
Me and the missus have had this chat. Well, it is going to end. I've heard there's going to be spin-offs.
It's got, yeah, of course there'll be spin-offs. But when it ends, how's it going
to
end?
I keep saying to the missus, I don't think it's... Your brother thinks Ted Danson's going to be on the Iron Throne, but I think it's going to be...
Who's Ted Danson?
He the bloke in Friends, in Three Men and Little Baby.
Yeah, but he's not in Game of Thrones.
He's coming in last episode, I guarantee.
No, he's not.
Guarantee it.
Ted Danson.
Spoiler alert.
Ted Danson's
going to turns out he's the King of Kings.
Ah.
You know I'm making this... You're sitting there thinking...
I'm falling for that. Yeah, but they love a bleeding cameo, don't they, Ed Sheeran?
We said in one episode, Ted Danson, and it was... You're obviously missing a long joke here.
Yeah.
You're still sitting there thinking, if Ted Danson show up, the King of Kings.
Do you know what I was just thinking? That man with the blue eyes, the king of all them Icemen, whatever they're called.
Ted Danson.
I keep thinking, does he look a bit like him?
Three men, little baby, was he mine, Ted Danson?
Yeah, and Cheers.
Right.
So you've talked about the end. Because this series has only got seven, and they said it's another 2 years before the last six or something.
But this one,
when it ends, are we going to go...
Well, I said to Mrs. I think it's going to be bad ending.
I like a bad ending.
Like, because you never know. There could be another Ramsay turn up. There could be another bad. Because at the moment, series whatever, one episode in.
Yeah.
It's probably six episodes in now. But what it's probably ended this series.
Yeah, it was excellent.
One episode in. There ain't a baddie.
There's
at the
only
moment,
Cersei left.
Yeah,
she's
no
not
one,
on a par. She's not a man.
Apart
man.
From Littlefinger, I don't trust that.
He's dodgy. He's been dodged since the first time he's been in it.
Yeah, he does that little.
Yeah,
he's a little. He does. He's looking
Adam
at
Adam Dunn. Adam Dunn, little fingers, little wry smile.
He's looking.
Lord Baelish.
It's the side.
That's your new name, Baelish. This week's episode, Baelish.
There's not really.
But is it going to end and we're going to be like.
Probably.
Like Lost. I'll tell you what did have a good ending, personally speaking.
Dr. Foster did.
Dr. Foster had a good ending, but they're doing a second series,
yeah,
which I think is stupid.
Work. The first Ball Church had quite a good ending.
First Ball Church had
second
a good
one.
Ending.
Shit.
Second series ain't worth talking about. I've said this before. Buffy had a good ending. Buffy had a good ending and Angel had a good ending. People didn't like the end of Angel.
I didn't see them.
I liked the end of Angel. I thought it was really good because they went out, they was fighting. They was never going to survive. And they just had to fight. But Buffy ended and it was just, but it ended and it was like, right, okay, that's that done then. Off we go. But it ended perfectly for that series, for that whole all seven episode series. To me, it ended really, really well.
I'd say The Office ended good.
The Office ended perfectly.
That was a perfect ending. So we're getting some perfect endings here.
But I think there's more often than not. But I do find it's more often with the ones like we talked about that, Into the Dark.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are like one-offs.
One-offs, yeah.
If you
one-offs.
Get four, five, six episodes.
Yeah. Like an Agatha Christie sort of thing.
Yeah, we are. But then I've just said that about The Leftovers. The Leftovers weren't a rubbish ending. It's just the last episode was just a little bit almost drawn out.
Yeah.
You know, because you still don't know exactly what happened, apart from a comment that she makes in a final conversation.
So you've been because when you're watching something, you're watching for the end.
Yeah.
So you've watched something over three series,
and it's a really good
program.
I don't mean a good because there's bits of it I didn't like.
Okay.
Because the guy in it, I tell you, the main guy, isn't it Justin Theroux, who's married to Jennifer Aniston. He's been in something else. Justin Theroux is.
Paul, if I see a picture.
They met on some film called Wanderlust or something like that. Anyway.
Oh, is he the bloke that does. He's got the glasses, done the interviews?
No. No, that's Louis Theroux. That's his cousin.
His brother.
It's his cousin.
Oh, he's his
cousin.
Yeah,
he's his cousin, yeah.
Really?
I Googled
his cousin.
Him, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, he's the main guy in it. And the first series was really, really good. The story is excellent. It's basically we're sitting here like this, and 2% of the world
disappears.
Just completely vanish.
That sounds a little bit, but that's probably about 10 billion or something, isn't it?
No, so it worked out to something like 200,000 or something. Perhaps it was only America it was 2%. No, because they end up in Australia. I'm sure they said 2%. Because if the world's got 7 billion, 10%, is 700 million.
Yeah.
So 2%.
I said about 2%.
I thought they said, so perhaps it's about 2 million people. But worldwide, that's not a noticeable amount.
But it is
to those who have lost them.
It's not if you're looking at the footballs from the top and how many people have disappeared off your cake.
Yeah, if you've got all the lights.
Everyone probably will know someone.
Yeah,
that
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the whole point. The whole point. It focuses on one town.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a worldwide event. And it's a really... The thing I didn't quite like was it seemed that the language, the swearing, that is, seemed forced.
Really?
and the blood and the guts, because it wasn't gory, but when they shot someone in the head, they shot someone in the head.
Oh, right.
And even that seemed a little bit, let's put some swearing in and some nasty shooting scenes, just so we're a little bit, oh look, did you see
edgy.
That? That was a bit nasty.
A bit edgy.
And it seemed, not fake.
Is that thunder?
No, I think it was just someone's door. It seemed just a little bit unnecessary.
Yeah.
And irrelevant. And it was like they was doing it for the sake of doing it. But it was good. It was really good. Then it went a bit weird in the second series, and it all went a little bit too... you know the end of I Am Legend with Will Smith? That it gets a little bit, let's all pray to God, and this. And I'm not slamming religion, but it all gets... I can't remember the word you used to describe something.
He
goes a bit...
He kills himself.
He saves himself, doesn't he?
He gets in that box, doesn't he, or something?
Yeah, so that everyone else can escape to this. There's some godlike thing in it. There's a word I'm using. When it becomes associated with God, and the last two series of The Leftovers did go that way a little bit.
It went a bit...
It all went a little bit, not biblical, but there's a word, and I can't think of it in a minute, okay. Used to describe when it goes
I need
a little
to know.
Bit...
What was the one line
high,
she said?
High and mighty. She basically says... She goes... There's a spoiler coming up for Leftovers. If you've not watched it, turn off now. And she basically says that... Because the main woman in it, Nora, who's the one who's in Fargo, right?
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
a copper in Fargo. She basically finds a way, someone tells her a way, of go because she loses two kids and her husband in the very beginning.
So she's
lost
own.
More than anyone. No, she's not on her own because it's now 7 years later, right? And she's married to Justin Frugal. Okay. She's with him, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she gets a chance to... go to them. Someone's made a machine that means you can go to those who have vanished.
Okay.
They're called departed. And she goes in the machine and that's it. The last episode, it's like however many years later, she's an older woman. She's good makeup on
so
her.
So she didn't go then?
No, you don't. You see her getting the thing and then the episode ends.
All right. Then it goes to 10 years later?
Then it's like 10, 15 years. She's old. She's got grey hair. She's
but
looking
she's
out.
Disappeared, so why has she come back?
That's what you find out.
Ah.
She goes and she basically tells him what happened. And where you go to, yeah, is the other side. So these 2 million people that have vanished, yeah, their world is the rest of the world has vanished.
Ah.
Because she walks, she says she woke up naked wherever she was left.
Yeah.
She walks to this town, it gets dark, all the lights are on, there's no one about. She eventually finds a man and a woman who are living together who have lost their 4 kids and their 8 great-grandchildren between them. They've met up. There's no one in any towns. She can't get from Australia to New York to go and see her.
So the other side...
Because there's no pilots. Yeah, there's no pilots. She manages summer. She spends 8 years, whatever, getting to New York from Australia. And she gets there and she sees her kids, who are now teenagers, and their dad with a woman. But she's hiding behind a post. You don't see all this. This is her saying.
Yeah.
So then she finds the man who made the machine and tells him to make another one so that she can come back.
How is the man when it makes the machine there?
Because he's gone through. He's the first one to go through. They told her, the people who are running it, tell her his name. She finds him, gets him to make another machine, and she comes back. Because she knows that she's not part of that. She's part of this
Let
world.
Let me put this in your perspective then. Say that's happened to you and you're her. You go to the other side. You've got to be in a mindset now. Because
Right, so going to the other side, they think they're getting evaporated and they're dying. She don't even think the machine's real.
Yeah.
But she's ready to die.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a... Yeah, I understood that. But I thought you was going to say it just killed them.
Yeah.
The machine. But right, say you go there. So you're on the other side. Now you're getting from... I'll try to get this quick. You're trying to get now from Australia to America.
Yeah.
Now you've worked out... Because that's going to take you years.
Yeah.
Now you've worked out... Did you say it takes over 8 years to find them?
I can't remember the time span, she said.
Let's say it took 1 year to find them. In that 1 year, you've worked out what's happened.
Yeah.
You've got to understand to yourself how long has it been since you see her kids?
7 years.
You've got... this is me now. I'm thinking... I've in that journey trying to find them, I've mentally accepted they've moved on.
Yeah. You need to watch the programme because we've made this whole episode about the leftovers. But she has accepted that they've moved on because she's now going out with a proper guy and...
But you've moved on as well.
She's moved on. That's why she doesn't approach him when she goes to watch
him. This is the bit that's annoyed me. I would still approach... Because you're seeing... You ain't seen... I don't care whether they've got a new stepdad or anything. They're getting a big hug. I live in a different town.
No, but then it's...
Little handshake to the ex-missus. You've got to accept it. You can't be angry at anyone.
No, I know. It's... Again, that's why it's thoughtful. It gets you thinking, what would you... We've always said, any TV programme, any film, reality show, any book, anything that you watch or hear about, you know it's good if you think to yourself, what would you do in that position? We said it last week about I'm a Celebrity, eating cockroaches and all that, or in Pets episode.
That was 3 weeks ago.
You people watch it because it's like, I could do that. We said it was making the island. Yeah, I can do a Bear Grylls and live on there for 2 weeks with no electricity.
What was the end of Lost then?
They were all ghosts.
Oh, so they already died.
And I thought that was going to happen again last night in the Leftovers. Sorry, this morning.
Do you know what would have been better on that Leftovers? And I hadn't seen it. Is if they did do it the other way around and it was 98%.
Yeah, but then it becomes more like Apocalypse, doesn't it? Yeah. Do you see what I mean? And I don't know why they didn't show it, but that's based on a book. They've done 3 series out of it.
You know, so that book would have been better. It's probably just a film.
Yeah. I think so, because if I want to read the book now,
yeah,
and I bet that it's not a massive fat book, and I bet there's so much that's on the telly, the fact they drew 3 series out of it, I bet the only thing that's the same is the beginning, the end, and maybe a couple of bits in the middle. A
couple of families, like stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of bits in the middle. But it was very well made. It was very well made.
Good. Let's wrap up this episode.
We've talked about Leftovers.
I'm going to wrap up this episode with an ending of my own.
Go on.
And the ending's going to be, if I have been a nasty bastard to anyone, it's because I'm a nasty bastard.
Well, yeah.
That's the end of it. That's my apology.
I was going to do a horror files at the end, but I can't be bothered to get my phone out.
So everything is basically just to see her.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
So,
bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast episode.
Best ending ever.
Horrible bastard.
I'm horrible to people.
You're horrible.
He
bastard.
Does need some blood though, the boy.
He needs to drink. He should have gone on Buffy.
Probably turned out that he's like, he donates blood every week, and I've just turned out to be the biggest cunt in the world.
Yeah, probably. Beat that out.
They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to wipe 2 random sheets. They live their lives on the road, just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bolder, the other's getting old. The only way to wipe 2 random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe.